from KQED.
A Highland Hospital nurse's fight to stay in the U.S. ended last night after federal immigration officials denied a last-ditch plea to stay. KQED's Alyssa Jong Perry met with Maria Mendoza Sanchez and her family as she prepared to fly to Mexico.
Mendoza Sanchez and her husband aren't citizens, but have lived in the country for over 20 years and don't have criminal records. Under the Obama administration, they were given stays and allowed to remain in the country. This May, they applied for another stay, but this time, immigration officials told them they had 90 days to leave. They hoped for a reprieve with the help of Senator Dianne Feinstein, but ICE denied the request. Mendoza Sanchez says she's tired.
That's why I couldn't take it anymore. You know, fighting an immigration case when you are a Mexican is really three times as difficult as it is for other communities.
So she and her husband plan to live in Mexico with their 12-year-old son, who's a U.S. citizen, but their three older daughters will stay behind. She says it's hard, but they try to prepare them.
Yes, indeed, you're separated from your parents, but you don't have to worry about rent. You don't have to worry about food. And then you're going to be able to finish school.
ICE confirmed the denial. In a statement, they say they won't exempt anyone from deportation who is deemed removable under the law. I'm Alyssa Jong Perry, KQED News.